AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden meets with Democratic governors about abortion after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade.
This is not over. It's not over.
New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grissom.
We are, in fact, that brick wall against this horrific Supreme Court decision.
Travel day to start the 4th of July holiday weekend. Omar Autar had no problems flying into Atlanta.
Just get a little early. We're here a little earlier than usual because you never know with all these rules now and the COVID tests that you have to get.
AAA says nearly 48 million people will travel at least 50 miles or more over the weekend, slightly fewer than pre-pandemic 2019. Airline expert Kathleen Bang says weather is one reason flights could be delayed.
Pilot shortages are really hitting the regional carriers. That's where they're having a hard time getting enough staffing. And so they've parked hundreds of airplanes. And when we say regionals, you could be getting a ticket on Delta, American, or United, but then you end up on one of those regional carriers that actually is a subsidiary. And those are the ones that are having issues.
Just over 500 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. have been canceled today. Sticker shock doesn't describe what's happening on new car lots these days. The continued semiconductor shortage means millions of new cars not making it to the lots. AP Auto writer Tom Krischer.
Normally at any given time in a normal year, that's about 4 million. So you're 3 million vehicles short. You got a lot of people who have been waiting a long time to buy vehicles. So the demand is very high. People are buying things that they don't necessarily want. And then the automakers, of course, are putting the chips into vehicles that are more expensive. They get bigger profits on those.
Krischer reports the average price of a new car is now $45,000. This is AP News. Rock legend Randy Bachman is reunited with a cherished guitar.
Bachman's orange 1957 Gretsch 6120 Chet Atkins was stolen from a Toronto hotel in 1977.
This guitar was magical. It was my tool, my hammer to make songs and make music.
Bachman ended up buying about 300 guitars in unsuccessful attempts to replace it. In 2020, a Canadian fan who heard the story of the guitar launched an internet search and successfully located it in Tokyo. The 78-year-old Bachman has his guitar back.
Well, when I was playing it in the first song, it was very strange to look down and see it.
The reunion happened during a concert in Tokyo.
There's something special about this one. It is the one. So it's just fantastic.
The guitar belonged to Japanese musician Takeshi, who agreed to give it to Bachman in exchange for a guitar that was very similar. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.